So, Jackie, can you hear me clear enough?
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear. So we were trying to do a little bit of service to the work that you've been doing in your absence. And I was asking Tom, and we know, you know, that it's the research and what men think of what most men think, which is such a tongue twister, and I think it's marvelous. Right. Tell me, what truth was Pauline?
What? Why did I do it?
Why? What brought it about?
Well, my passion is about helping people to understand each other. This is the work I do in the corporate world and in my own life, helping people to understand who they are magically themselves and how they can interact with other people. And one of the conundrums in the business world at the moment is how women get to the top of business and how we, you know, get on when there's more women in the business world, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things I observed was that actually there was probably and possibly a hidden conversation which men weren't having with each other. And this came up because I'd often have meetings with businessmen and women, and I would show them my gender dynamics map, which is a map which shows you how there are different types of women and different types of men in the world. We're not all the same. And a lot of men would say, yes, wow, that's really interesting. I'm definitely one of those kind of gentle, easygoing, relationship-focused kind of guys, but I don't really talk about it, and I don't really think my world is like that. And I thought, maybe there's a gap here. Maybe there's something that men haven't really explored with each other. Hence the conundrum of what do most men think? So what I did with my sample is I asked them, you know, if you were looking at your own cohort of men, what do you think most of them would say if you asked a certain question? For instance, if you ask them, you know, would most men like the world to be exactly the way it is, or would most men like to sit around the table and explore something totally new with regards to working with women?
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting, the answer came back on that one, that actually most of the men on the sample thought that most men thought they'd like it to stay the same. Some of your male readers and listeners could have a think about that. But when I asked them a third question, which was, and do you think differently, and this is the key, 60% of them, nearly 60% of them said, yes, I think differently.
Ah, isn't that interesting?
There's a gap. And what I'm intrigued by is, if men are not having a conversation with each other about the fact that a lot of stuff is changing around them in the workplace, then it's never a complete conversation when men and women sit down and talk with each other, because it's always focused on, well, how do we help women to be at the top, or how do we make it better for women? I want to include the men. And that's why conversation with men with men, I think is jolly important. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I do remember, not within a business environment, but certainly two men. I remember speaking to my brother one day. He'd been to the pub with his good friend. It would be, they met for an evening, say a Friday evening, and he went back to his partner, and she said to him, oh, hello, darling, and how was Ian? And he said, fine. Well, how's he up to? What's going on at work? Don't know, we didn't talk about it. Okay, how's his relationship? Don't know, we didn't talk about it. How's this? Don't know, we didn't talk about it. She said, what did you talk about? You've been out for 3 hours. And I just wonder if men have the same kinds of conversations that women will have with men and women will have with women.
I don't think that men have the same conversations that women have with them with each other. That is fairly well sort of researched.
Absolutely.
That, you know, women do chatter away about many, many multidimensional things. And I often heard men say, gosh, you know, I love to watch women chatting away to each other, but we wouldn't do the same, and we wouldn't know how to get involved in that. Men tend to talk in very linear box type ways. You know, they'll talk about sport or you know, business, definitely news, politics, things like that, but they tend not to on at large to talk about emotion. Now, having said that, I think there is a growing number of men who actually do like talking about their emotion, and potentially they don't go into that space if they think they're in the company of men who might be not wanting to go there either. But my theory is that they don't necessarily know that. you know, if on average on my survey with various other questions, on average sort of 40 to 60% every time said, no, we think differently to what we think most men think. Now that for me would say that there's an unspoken conversation. And the other intriguing thing was that I asked them what, whether they were kind of much more sort of task focused, direct kind of person, or whether they was a, they were a more relationship focused man at work. And nearly 87% said they were the soft, gentle, relationship focused guy.
Wow.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, that's not how we may experience them, but it actually may be a desire.
So yeah, I will.
The magic of this conversation could go.
Oh, absolutely. And what do you believe needs to happen in order to allow this conversation to even begin?
Well,
is it a permission thing?
I think it is. I think, you know, they're over the last decades, you know, certainly increasingly, there are opportunities for men to, you know, go off and do activities and exercises and workshops, which are for men. And often that's about helping them to see their inner side and their emotions and get in touch with each other. And I think that's even, that is still slow in its growth in the very corporate world. But that there hasn't been an opportunity for that to happen. I think the reason it could be an opportunity now is that there's a dire situation going on in our economic, cycle. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, businessmen, many at the top, are realizing that there is a new scenario out there. There's a new possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to remember is that men are mainly geared to finding solutions for problems.
Yeah.
That's their great motivator. Now, if you have a problem like an economic crisis that you don't know what the solution is, it's very challenging to you to know how to broach that.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that women have the solution, because I think the solution is about men and women coming together and using our very different skills, combining tasks and relationship and really bringing about a much more happy, healthy, sustainable world. And I, that's the conversation that once men have had a conversation with each other, women with each other, that then we come together across the table and say, right, we now have all the bits that we need to bring together a new type of working environment, which is, it actually respects human life and actually becomes much healthier and is actually still more profitable. So I think, you know, there's lots of things we need to deal with. And I think if I give, where I have given men a framework in which to have a conversation, it helps them to have the conversation.
Yes, so, I can see that might be useful.
I said that women don't need a framework. We just go from business strategy to the meals we're going to cook to the handbags we're going to buy back to business strategy without any problems.
Yes, they're all interconnected, aren't they?
absolutely. And I mean, you and I.
But I'm interested in this concept, Pauline, because it sounds like it's a balancing, the learning to balance that it's simply the masculine feminine, isn't it? It's almost the energetic balance.
Yes.
And it's men becoming aware of allowing the feminine balance, not that they're female, the softer, gentler skills, the relationship skills, and the nurturance which women generally have more of. That is being brought in here, and yet allowing them at the same time to use their masculine skills, you know. And obviously women have got the same issue where there've been so many women running the stronger masculine in the career driven world, and it would be lovely for them to know that if you're going to balance on one sex, or gender, rather, if you're going to balance on one gender, the other gender has to balance as well.
Absolutely. And the classic trick is to know when we're using our masculine or feminine, whether we're a man or a woman, and appropriately. So, you know, there might be times when women need to be strong and men need to be gentle.
Yeah.
And there may be a natural of strength in some masculine-minded women and a gentle, intuitive strength in feminine-minded women. Likewise in masculine-minded men and feminine-minded men. But all of that mix balances each other in the whole piece. So when we look at the whole piece, we adapt our masculine, feminine sides to come together as a whole. And it's, the way I differentiate it with the model is that there are some things that are biologically driven and others which are, if you like, a mindset. It would be in Tom's term, looking at the left and right brain and the balance of the two and actually learning where we need to learn. Maybe we need to learn more of the other that we don't have. So if I've got a very strong masculine mind, then it's about learning the pieces of the feminine that I need at a certain time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And therefore, if we look at the world situation, the world is in a tough place and it does need some tough measures, but it also needs an understanding and an intuitive flow to make sure we don't stay tough all the time. Otherwise, we become unwell. And I think one of the things I've discovered in the last year is that there have been moves by various men in corporate worlds to bring conversations together with various senior men. But it hasn't quite happened yet because they haven't had a framework or a way of starting the conversation that doesn't feel too woolly. So I'm making this very pragmatic.
I think that is needed as a, you've got to meet them where they are in order to gain, I hate to use it, but it's true, you need to be able to get them on board on the level where they are and gain their respect and trust that you understand in order to be able to lead them then through or lead them to something slightly different.
Absolutely. And in a sense, ownership of the whole new blueprint has to be by all parties. I think when women say, well, if we were running the show, we'd make it better, et cetera. Well, yes and no. I mean, I think the most successful teams are known to be mixed teams. The most successful communities and groups of people are when you've got a lovely, diverse mixture, not just the men and women, but ages and types, et cetera. And that, we tend to want to be with same people as we are, but when we get into those single gender or single set groups, they can become very rigid. So the idea with my survey, and there will be some key results coming out very soon, is to get people talking about what is in the evidence and how we can shift things in order to create a better world. That's my passion.
How fantastic.
And that's really where magical conversations come in, because the magic is in the future of our unknown. We don't know what it is yet, but I'm sure on average I reckon that most people would like a better, more healthy, more well world. My proposition.
I think that sounds just a glorious proposition, Pauline, and I'm so glad that you managed to get in to join us for the last 15-20 minutes. And Just share what Tom said in the chat room. He says, we must get a transcription of what Pauline is saying. She has just written the introduction to her new book.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, so often we can do that when we're in flow and chatting away, whereas if you actually had to sit down and try and write all of that, it would be like, oh, where was I? Oh, and too much logic thought goes into it, whereas actually what you have shared with us, we can really feel your passion in there and your understanding and complete interest. And I really love that, all women, that just wouldn't work, because by the time you put all women into play, then some of them will end up becoming having to run the masculine side, because you need a masculine side in amongst the feminine in order to have the balance. So anything never works. We've got to balance is the way it's at, isn't it?
That's definitely the way forward. I think that there are so many things in our world that become very unbalanced at the moment. Conversation is, to some people, conversation is rather frivolous, and I think possibly with some serious parts of male business, it sort of conversation is deemed as rather frivolous, but it's not when it's intentional and mm-hmm. magical.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, out of conversations come many more ideas than if you have a very linear sort of one-to-one-way conversation. And therefore, the way we do things can create enormous things for our future, which we don't actually know yet.
Mm, absolutely.
And that's magic.